Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 35 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is The Helmet of the Hope of Salvation. John Bunyan once said, "Hope is never ill when faith is well." Our text for today is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 8 through 11. "But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." The theme of 1 Thessalonians is the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is called the Day of the Lord in chapter 5. Scripture says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. Paul states that believers are not in the darkness and belong to the day. Since we belong to the day and are children of light, we live prepared for Jesus' second coming. As believers, we are battle ready, awaiting the return of our King. In our scripture for today, Paul reminds us to put on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of the hope of salvation. So, Christians awaiting Christ, put on faith, hope, and love. In faith, we trust in God's promises. With love, we worship God and love our neighbor. This faith displayed with love causes us to live with a constant hope for the future that God has in store for us. These three virtues of faith, love, and hope are essential for the spiritual warfare we face. A pastor once said, "When faith is weak, love grows cold. When love grows cold, hope is lost. When hope in God's promise of future glory is weak, believers are vulnerable to temptation and sin." Therefore, every believer must possess these three virtues to find victory over the enemy. The statement in 1 Thessalonians 5:8 reminds us of what Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 17. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all of the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Notice that the last two pieces of armor that Paul mentions are the helmet and the sword. This makes perfect sense as you are getting dressed for battle. If you put on your helmet first, you couldn't see to put on your shoes. With clear vision, we get dressed for battle. Then the last two items that get us battle ready are the helmet and the sword. The helmet is the sure knowledge of our salvation. The helmet of salvation guards our thoughts and gives us peace amid the chaos. Knowing that you are a saved child of God gives you complete confidence as you face life's battles. It also provides a firm assurance that your future is secure. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. In a battle, communication with your commander-in-chief is critical. God speaks through His Word the clearest. The more you study God's Word, the closer your relationship will be with Him. With the knowledge of your salvation and the promises from His Word, you always have hope. So live daily with this confident assurance of your salvation, because you are His child. Cherish your daily time in Scripture, hearing His voice in every verse. Put on your helmet and pick up your sword. With your salvation and His Word, you never have to lose hope. Take a few moments to consider the following questions. How does being battle ready for spiritual warfare give you hope? What are some practical ways you can put on your spiritual helmet and pick up your spiritual sword every day? And finally, in Never Lose Hope, what have you learned to help you live with a confident expectation for the future? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.